Chris Vick, you are in the second position. It's pretty much the best result you can hope for.
Yeah, even before the rally, before I made some mistakes coming here, I thought I didn't even think second was possible. With, you know, perhaps a Roman Crescent could have been very fast, and with all the other drivers, well, we've seen Lloyds was very fast, and Vio was also. So, to be honest, after my mistakes, I was really a bit disappointed with my fever. I was just a bit thrilled, but now I'm very, very happy to be here in second position, and I say for the championship, it's I have to hold on to these points, because with Basso not finishing, we know he will be very, very strong in Asturias and San Remo. So, and also now with Freddie not finishing, it leaves us a chance to get a good advantage on those guys, although Jan Kopecky now is looks like the main battle for the championship. But hey, we have still 3 stages to go, and it's going to be very, very tough.
Johan is charging behind you.
Yeah, he's going quite fast. Okay, on the second stage this morning, it was very, very tricky and gravel towards the finish, and I slow right down because I have to think of the championship. You know, I know Jan Kopecky is the best driver this weekend, and there's no sense to push. I just have to manage the gap. But we took 1 second back on the last stage, so I'm comfortable with my pace, and you know, hopefully it's good enough to hold on to second position.
Yeah, I think the stages, the first morning loop, it was a bit tricky because after night rain, how you saw the situation?
Very, very tricky. I know I had a big battle with Lloyds this morning, and I said I drive my own rhythm to with the grip I feel, and I went as fast as possible. I had a couple of small slides, and then I know that Lloyds is 2 seconds faster after 5 kilometers, so I say, okay, he can go. But then after 1 kilometer, I see him off the road, so I know he was trying very, very fast. It's incredible, incredible, tricky. In under the trees, the road is like ice, and it does not matter what tires you're on, it's just so, so slippery. So I think we have the right, correct tires, but the conditions are so difficult. But
it was a puncture for Freddy, or he crashed?
I think he broke in the suspension, okay, it can happen. The roads are so narrow here, it only takes 2 or 3 centimeters off, and you break something, so...